For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan. Maybe the one thing not in short supply in the state's hospitals right now is worry. It's not that we've hit the worst of what the coronavirus can bring. It's that South Carolina's healthcare workers are waiting for it.
Many of them are talking about how eerily quiet things are right now.
This is Dr. Alicia Rebar. She's a dean and professor at the University of South Carolina College of Nursing. We spoke via Zoom about a not often talked about group, nursing students pressed into service amid the coronavirus pandemic.
They're expressing to us that it's kind of like watching from the beach a tidal wave coming at you, and you know that it's coming and there isn't really anything that you can do to stop it.
Let's put things in proper context before we go on. It was just Tuesday that South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster issued a statewide stay-at-home order. He'd resisted doing so for weeks, citing South Carolina's inherent advantages over other states where COVID spread exponentially. South Carolina, he said, is not densely populated, and it lacks major cities. True. But
we also don't have the same number of healthcare facilities that places like Ohio and New Jersey and New York do. We don't nearly have the amount of beds, and we already had a nursing shortage in our state.
Prior to the stay-at-home directive, McMaster had issued increasingly restrictive orders while the state's more populated cities took it upon themselves to tell residents to stay home. COVID spread fast anyway. But
I'm originally from Ohio, and Ohio has a much greater population density than does South Carolina. And when this first started, we were tracking very similar to what Ohio was. That was concerning to me because we should not be seeing the same numbers as a population dense state that Ohio is. And now we've kind of dropped off from them, so that's good.
But the coronavirus is still here, and it's still spreading, if a lot more slowly than it at first was. The irony, though, is that while increasing restrictions have worked in South Carolina, the pushing back of that day the tidal wave hits the beach is taking its toll on the mental health of U of SC's nursing students, who are out in the state's hospitals waiting for the crash.
Having to make decisions about the amount of care that they can provide, not being able to feel safe within their own environment because we aren't equipped with the amount of personal protective equipment that we need, are things that we never thought that we would have to teach our students about.
So far, the state's hospitals have been able to keep up. One of the governor's earlier efforts to prep for that crashing wave was to urge hospitals to postpone elective surgeries in order to free up beds and conserve high-use medical supplies and products. The latest numbers from DHEC showed that around 6,000 hospital beds in the state are available. The number of COVID-19 cases are now north of 2,000. For the moment, that's still manageable, especially considering that earlier predictions for the date that tidal wave would crash here were right around now somewhere.
Right now, most of the models are showing that in South Carolina, it's going to be May.
Rebar says that vigilant social distancing is the best way to keep pushing that crash further into the future, which she admits will have its own set of consequences, namely economic. But the frank reality, she says, is not that we can all avoid this particular strain of coronavirus. It's that we need to make sure that we can get the help we need when we eventually come across it.
Everyone probably in our population will be exposed. What we're really trying to do is limit how many people are exposed at a time. And that's why we're doing this social distancing. That way it limits the number of critically ill patients. That way our hospital can take care of them.
Rebar says she's often asked by South Carolinians what they can do to help healthcare workers.
And I said, the biggest thing you can do is stay home. There isn't anything else that the general population can do other than that.
Reporting from Rock Hill, I'm Scott Morgan for South Carolina Public Radio.